I'm Rick Henson with a check of area news on KJAN, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Creston police early this morning arrested 37-year-old Brian Keith A. Whitfield of Creston on numerous charges. Whitfield was taken into custody at around 1:30 a.m. at 603 West Adams Street for going armed with intent, harassment in the first degree, being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $17,300 bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the Adair County Courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is discussion with Sheriff Jeff Vandywater with regard to a vehicle purchase and Matt Ott with MidAmerican Energy as it pertains to the wind farm project. MidAmerican announced on May the 1st construction of two new wind farm projects will begin this summer in Adair County. They include Arbor Hill and Orient wind farm projects. Officials have said previously the Arbor Hill wind farm project will feature 125 wind turbines. The Orient wind farm project will have 150 turbines with the option to add 100 more. The combined projects, when completed, can produce up to 550 megawatts of energy, or enough power to provide electricity to 230,000 average Iowa homes. The newest projects will add to MidAmerican's complement of three other wind farms already in Adair County. Together, the two new wind energy projects are expected to add an estimated $6.6 million in annual property taxes for Adair County. In other business, County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present documents for the board to sign with regard to a road rock contract, a bridge construction design agreement, and other regular department matters. Members of the Exira EHK School Board will meet at 6 p.m. this evening in the conference room at the Elkhorn Building. On their agenda is discussion and or action on the Exira school playground equipment, driver's education contracts, a P-card resolution authorizing issuance of individual procurement cards, prepayment of late June bills, milk, bread, and fuel bids, a transfer from the general fund to activity fund for the yearbook account if negative balance at the end of June, approval of a new acceptable use policy for technology during the 2018-19 school year, action on bus bids, and some personnel matters. The board will also receive an update on construction projects. The Griswold School Board, during their regular monthly meeting on Monday, made some changes to the student handbook. Superintendent Dave Henricks told KJAN News the most significant change was with regard to backpacks.
Next year, students will not be allowed to carry backpacks around with them just for safety reasons, and that can really mean a couple of things. One is some classrooms, when every kid brings a backpack, sits in the aisle, there's no room for anybody to get around in the classroom. And then also this with the potential for concealing anything inappropriate alleviates that, so that will get removed. The rest of it was pretty much just clarifications of existing rules.
Henrik said also the board filled some open teacher and sponsor positions.
We've hired Kelly Williams as a science teacher, Donna Forsythe for yearbook sponsor, and then Alex Wolfcool as the third grade teacher at Elliott. Amy Smith as co-music sponsor and co-speech sponsor, and Larissa Potter, head cross-country coach. For the most part, that fills all of our teaching positions other than middle school, high school tag that we're trying to hire just for a couple hours of the day.
The Griswold School Board also discussed the sale of the district's elementary buildings in Lewis and Elliott, since those students will be combined into a new facility. They also discussed but took no action on crosswalks. Henrik said they've been working with city officials to make sure once the new building is erected, the kids have a safe way to get there.
What our initial goals are is to try to get some safety procedures put in on especially Highway 48, which would include getting the speed zone reduced from some areas is 45, some is 35, but get it reduced down to 25, so it's less likely, you know, that people would hit a student who's walking across the road. And then also in a couple of strategic spots, put in push-button crosswalks where kids, when they get to the crosswalk, could push the button and the light would enact to stop traffic.
In both cases, they found that they have to work with the DOT, and the city of Griswold is leading the way with that effort. The DOT, Henrik said, will not allow push-button crosswalks to be installed unless there are sidewalks leading to those areas, which is very expensive. The city, he said, is exploring ways to fund those crosswalks. In the interim, four-way stop signs near the school may be erected to further try and keep the kids safe. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the Page County Sheriff's Office reports 46-year-old Tad Quincy Madden of Shambaugh was arrested at around 9:45 a.m. Tuesday on a warrant out of Adams County. The warrant was for OWI first offense. Madden was transported to the Page County Jail, posted a $1,000 bond, and was released. The Harlan Police Department Tuesday released their most recent report on arrests and incidents. Authorities said that two people were arrested Monday. 56-year-old Melanie Marie Mogensen of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI second offense, failure to yield the right-of-way, and open container. Also arrested Monday was 34-year-old Andrew Jacob Smith of Harlan. Following a traffic stop, Smith was found to have had an active warrant out of Pottawatomie County. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where in addition to his warrant, he was charged with driving while suspended, operating a non-registered vehicle, and failure to provide security against liability or SR-22 insurance. This past Sunday, 61-year-old Cindy Jo Cassidy of Harlan was arrested following a call about an unwanted person on the premises in the 1100 block of Chatburn Avenue. Cassidy was cited for trespass in the second degree. Last Saturday, 29-year-old Dustin Delgado of Harlan was arrested following a call about a reckless driver in the 1000 block of Chatburn Avenue. Delgado was transported to Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with OWI. And on June the 9th, 37-year-old Chantel Ray Anderson of Defiance was arrested on an active Crawford County warrant. Anderson was transported to the Crawford County Jail. Harlan police also say they investigated separate accidents occurring on June 6th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, none of which resulted in any injuries. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a possible rolling disturbance between two occupants of two vehicles Monday afternoon resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. At the time of the call, vehicles were located on Rolling Hills LP property. The suspect, 19-year-old Cody Grant Smith of Omaha, left the scene, but his car was seen traveling northbound on Wabash Avenue. The vehicle was stopped and an investigation started. Smith was found to be revoked in the state of Iowa for driving. He was taken into custody on the moving violation. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.